看，老子人就是名牌，他们人是泰森，我的身份有点贵还不听身子，走到街上就看一千台进口奔驰。我来自成都，是成都的恩赐，你听到的不光音乐，怎么还有真实？没有谁看到我高兴的就像过生日，弟娃喜欢我当偶像，喜欢我的根子，还有哥哥姐姐叔叔阿姨都是粉丝，心上不能什么先把你领就该生日。
As a campus and community radio station, CKUT's mandate is to provide an essential service to those in the Montreal community whose needs are not met by mainstream commercial radio. CKUT is radio by and for the community and is produced entirely by volunteers. Opinions expressed on the show you're about to hear do not necessarily reflect the opinions of CKUT at large. If you have feedback about anything you hear on CKUT, please get in touch with us at procom@ckut.ca with the specific feedback and the date and time of the show it's about. That's procom@ckut.ca.
Grand Rise of my kings and my queens. This is DJ Bobby Payne. I'm here to say, wake up.
My career about to blast like bubbly. I'm not waiting for her to say she love me. I can tell she with me, man, trust me. I got a 10-year-old me still like fuzzy. 325 on the dashboard, riding a Porsche rocking Tom Ford. I bought out Bernie's new Christian Dior. I took the jet to the New York store. She
lives. Yeah, man. Good morning. This is DJ Bobby Payne. What we saying now?
My career about to blast like bubbly. I'm not waiting for her to say she love me. I can tell she with me, man, trust me. I got a 10-year-old me still like fuzzy. 325 on the dashboard, riding a Porsche rocking Tom Ford. I bought out Bernie's new Christian Dior. I took the jet to the New York store. She lit while I'm driving, I'm standing the floor. I took it off track, now I'm riding this sport. You stay in your feelings, you never my boy. I can't come to the hood, I pull a decoy. Another body dropped and they screaming my name. I'm going to LA on a private plane. Could never come back and my family straight. I'm touchable, no, but too rich or too paid. Skeleton, Cartier, black diamond spade. Pull up too deep like a parade. Oh, jealous, I fuck up my pay. Black store, Aurora's culling in rain. I put my gas in my wrist and my neck and my ears and my chains. This drip out the trenches, I know you gon' need me. That cut through deep, cut through deep blame. I cut up my wrist, soaking wet, and Coachella keep calling, they won't see the fame. I took her to China and changed up a
car. This is DJ Bobby Payne.
I'm on top, big fool, no training bro. Yeah. He said I'm too tough, yeah. Wanna wipe me up. I go silent and say, ha, ha, ha. But on the way, he said, can't he stay? Stay. Don't pull in my garage, Rolls Royce in driveway. I don't got no time, though, to be fun, no vinyl. I'm counting my baggies, you wanna be viral. Blunt, 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 blunt. Richard on my arm, rappers in my phone. And my DM won't leave me alone. Blunt, blunt. I've been lit since brunch. That order 42 for the table. Let's pop. Missionaire or a doggy style on my top. Hey, hey, know me from the closet. Call me a snake, snake. Guess I can relate. Cause bit a whole lot of venom. And since these all rats, when they come around me, all I see is a whole lot of dinner. I walk around the house butt naked and I stop at air mirror. Just stare at my own posterior. I don't give a f- who talk behind my back. Cause knew better than to let me hear. Hands on my knees, shaking knees on my thigh shot. Hands on my knees, shaking knees on my thigh shot. Hands on my knees, shaking knees on my thigh shot. Hands on my knees, hands on my knees. Hands on my knees, shaking knees on my thigh shot. Hands on my knees, shaking knees on my thigh shot. Hands on my knees, shaking knees on my thigh shot. Hands on my knees, hands on my knees.
Killing it on the ones and twos. DJ Bobby Payne.
Yeah. I'm too sexy for this sir. Too sexy for your girl. Too sexy for this world. Too sexy for this ice. Too sexy for that jack. Yeah, yeah. I'm too sexy for this chain. Too sexy for your game. Too sexy for this fame. Yeah, yeah. I'm too sexy for
Too sexy for that cap. Too sexy for that jack. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, alright, that's fine. Okay, okay. I'm feeling too sexy to accept requests. Yeah. And I'm way too sexy to go unprotected. Whoa. And she popped a Tesla, now she gonna let you. Okay, alright, that's fine. Okay. Think we got too sexy for that metro housing. Diamond popped out, almost swallowed 60,000. Section need more things in here, I like it crowded. Hey, whoa, whoa. Yeah, I like it crowded. Oh, you like the boy? Well, tell me what you like about him. You a turned a little thotty, ain't no wife about it. I'm a friends and send her back to metro housing.
Yeah. I'm too sexy for this sir. Too sexy for your girl. Too sexy for this world. Too sexy for this life. Too sexy for that jack. Yeah,
hey,
yeah,
go crazy.
Yeah, so we gone.
Stop.
We good.
Stop.
Chill. We on.
Chill.
Scale. Huh. Let's go.
Let's go.
Domingo. Huh. Let's go.
Domingo.
Take. Huh. Let's go. Huh. Set. Huh. Let's roll. Straightening. 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 Yeah.
Straight.
Straightening. 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 Yeah,
straight.
Don't none get strainer but strainer.
Hey.
Don't none get strainer but strainer.
Sweet.
Don't none get strainer but strainer.
Straight.
You don't get you straight, you don't strain.
I'm extra unique. My whole on screen talent. I've been listening to feel like Griselda and Marvin Wanin just to make sure I'm balanced. I'm from the west. Yo, half of my partners is savage. The other half made it out the mud, but the taste of sludge didn't alter the palate. Yeah. I'm a dog, I'm a beast.
This
and your
DJ
father
figure.
P365 was just fast start a pistol. She got a scorpion too, and a sting you just like a scorpion do. If a demon get gregarious, my little Harry don't do what accordions do. That means bold. I was told, got a G's of bold. Keep your lady close, make sure she can work a pole. But they wasn't referring to strip. Hell no, I'm still about fame with the Clippers. I done been blessed with a woman that pray heavy, but turn a freak on the list. She keep the devil open like the cherubim. She make
it.
Right. You can easily.
Y'all get ready to be entertained. Enlightened, empowered, because this is Empower Hour. How you mean? Let's go.
Yeah. I rock the stars to be humble.
Yeah.
I told my baby girl she gon' have more in her head than just product and bundles.
Yeah.
I tell them, hell no, I'm beat.
Yeah.
If you book me for a show and I can't bring my wife and my babies, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Sam's excited to see his favorite band play live. He's thought about it all week. He bought his ticket. He wore his band t-shirt. He went to the concert venue. He wasn't allowed inside the concert venue. He put away his band t-shirt. He threw away his ticket. And he thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. Beginning in September, you'll need a vaccination passport to enter certain public spaces. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Blessings, beautiful people. Welcome to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are now on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. And we are available on Facebook at MTL Empower Hour, also on TuneIn Radio. Now, for the next 2 hours, the squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. My name is Miss Trish, and this morning, as always, I'm joined by my partners in light, Queen Kaya, Gina the Great, and Pharaoh. But before we do anything else, like every other show, I'm going to pass the mic to our CEO in order to bless this show and our kings and queens who are listening.
I am so grateful to life, to God our creator, and to the ancestors for being present with us, for making it possible for us to be able to come together and put together this another amazing show. And as at everything today, let it be entertaining for our listeners, let it be uplifting, and most importantly, let it be empowering. I just send the spirit of love, light, unity, strength, positivity, great health, and safety out to every single person who is listening with us this morning. Hotep, amen, Ashe.
Ashe, good Thursday morning, November 4th. We're going to play some Drake in the background because I want to know. It's like I haven't heard from you guys in a minute, so I want to know what the headlines are in your lives. Hey. Oh, Gina, are you there with us? Come on, Gina, speak up.
Hello?
Okay. Oh, yeah, there.
Hello.
Oh,
here
Gina,
I am.
Hello. Okay,
here
there you
I
go.
Am.
Okay, there you go. What's going on, Queen G?
We're November 4th today,
we
right?
Are?
Anybody else in the room went through like whatever this solstice year end, universal year end situation feeling?
What does that mean?
October?
Explain.
Yeah, what does that mean?
You know, like as I was speaking to quite a few different people, like, yo, you get in your feels. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because October is a universal end of year,
mm-hmm.
right? It's not January like we most think,
mm-hmm.
or end of December, beginning January.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I have to say, like, I was definitely in my moment of like, I don't want to talk on a phone.
Okay,
I'm not trying to talk to nobody.
Right.
Like, I don't want to do anything. Like, I just want to sit on the couch and do a whole lot of nothing. And like, literally November 1st came through and I was just like, all right, new year, new me.
All right. I like that. Okay.
That was, but I think it was, not a, so, a retrograde.
No. Mercury retrograde. Yeah, yes,
there was a retrograde.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. And I know that some people are just like, oh, no, I don't believe in that stuff, but I'm gonna tell you this much, right? My mom works, well, she's a nurse, but she's a head nurse now, right? And a lot of people who work in the health industry will tell you on a full moon is the worst in the hospital.
I could imagine.
And so you don't have to believe in astrology and all that different type of stuff, but there is something about it.
That's going
that
on.
That happens. And that solstice really did kick my ass. Like,
this, okay.
I was just like, I want no friends. I want no family.
You want Everybody nothing right now.
Mm-hmm. And I'm fine now.
Okay. That's good. But, okay. So, was this your week or was this since we haven't heard from you?
I don't even know how long it's been.
It's been a minute.
It's been a long time. I should have left you.
Hey.
Without a dope beat to step two.
Definitely Trish.
Yeah, because you know P's gonna be all over the place if we let him go.
Yeah.
If we let him go. Okay,
well,
sorry.
Well, since the last time, it's been I did some travel.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Chicago.
Nice.
I forgot how food in the U.S. like they really feed you too much.
Mm. Yeah, and it's like $5.
Mm. Yeah, it's expensive. It's relatively, well, mind you, it was all company expense.
Yeah. Right. There you go.
So I had, don't play footsies with me.
Okay, girl, my bad.
Oh, that's crazy. Ew. sorry. sorry, P. Sorry.
It's going to be one of these mornings.
It will be one of these mornings and one of these shows, especially with our extra sound in the background. Okay, go ahead, G. Sorry.
Yeah, no, so I was in Chicago. Chicago's a pretty, yo, first of all, shout out Chicago. Y'all some shout nice down. People. They're
where,
nice.
Where Kanye's from, right?
Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah, that's what you sound like. Yeah, that's exactly what
yelling.
Speak closer.
No, okay.
Yeah, you go.
Check. Well, this is whack. Sorry, go.
It's not whack. It's what you sound like.
Uh-huh.
It wouldn't be a day. Gina's speaking, Pete.
No, oh, no, it's God. Okay. It's the Pharaoh Show.
No,
it's
it is.
Effect, baby.
It's totally the Pharaoh
on
Show.
No, but why am I sound so far, huh?
Yeah, your mic's not on.
It is on. He's black.
I can't hear him.
He's in
my hair.
No, Trish just completely disrespects me. Trish, come on.
Hold on.
Okay. So, anyway, hey, so I was saying...
Microphone check.
Is that better?
Is that better?
Yes.
Yeah, something's off. It's not me. It's anyway.
I know. I'm always... I enjoy practicing live on the radio. Let me try the other one.
Okay, yeah, definitely try this one. Come. Yeah.
Yeah, you do that. No, so shout out to Chicago because everyone is really nice. Like,
I love that. I want to go there. I've never been there.
Yeah, like,
I definitely want to go.
I feel like every large metropolis is supposed to be the same. And like, I was expecting like New York vibes.
Okay.
It was not that.
Okay.
Because you know New York's everyone's rude.
Right? Everyone got attitude out there.
You know, like, get out of the way. Like, right. When you're walking, like, I remember crossing the street what's that called?
Chicago?
No,
Brooklyn? Brooklyn or the Bronx?
No, not Brooklyn. No.
Harlem?
Like Manhattan. Like, you're downtown.
Soho?
What's that?
Yes.
Square? Something?
Manhattan Square? Oh, God. Times Square?
Times Square.
Jesus,
thank
look
you.
At the three of us this morning.
Wow. No, guys, it's been 2 years. I didn't even know anything that's happening in the world.
What do you mean? It's like, Times Square. How did we not know? Listen, we're all guilty. We all forgot Times Square. All three of us were I
literally got stuck on stupid there for a minute.
I wasn't trying to remember Times Square.
Okay, so, and I was crossing the street, and if you cross in the wrong direction, now you're going with the herd.
Mm.
Like, oh, you needed to go left? Well, sorry, everyone's going right now, and that's just it. Like, that's how New York was. No, Chicago was just like, hello. And, yo, so I went to Chipotle.
I love that place.
And I made my order, my regular order that I normally do, like, out here, and homegirl was putting me on game. She's like, did you know if you ask for this on the side, it comes with the same thing? You know if you order this one, and then you have the guac on the side, then you don't have to pay the extra guac with the chips?
Wow. I was like, I need to go there, because I'm 700 pounds, and, like, I would want to be 800 pounds if I went there, so, I totally... Yeah,
well, awesome. if you go, I will let you know some certain spots... To
gain weight? Oh, perfect. I would love it.
No, but you know what? You just order one thing.
You order one thing. She didn't answer that. She's like,
I'll get to weight. I mean, listen, in my head, I'm 700 pounds, right? So I'm like, ooh, 800 pounds? It's enlightening
to me. No, but the beauty about it is that you order one thing and you get all day to eat it.
Well, there you go.
So
there you go. My type of stuff. My type of stuff. Yeah.
You're fine. So that was Chicago.
Pounds worthy. Mm-hmm.
Then I quarantined for 2 weeks.
How was that? Talk to us about that. For those who don't know, who haven't had to quarantine, how was that?
So I had so many plans, bro. I
was just like, you kind of talked about this last week.
Yes, I had so many plans. I'm gonna finish painting that bathroom I didn't paint for 3 months.
Yeah, man, yeah, man.
I'm gonna rearrange all my cupboard.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
I'm gonna do all this. I'm gonna work out back to 4 days a week.
Ooh,
the plan was there. So I rearranged my spice cabinet.
Nice, okay. Nice start. I
that's
like it.
Start, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's where it ends.
Oh, oh wow, 2 weeks? Jesus.
No, don't ever judge me.
Girl, you're making it sound so bad, dog. Stop.
I still had to work.
I was expecting a little more.
No. But my spice cabinet looks
blessed. Goes, do it.
Okay.
It looks super blessed. Yeah.
I cleaned out my fridge too. No, I did other stuff. I just all the things I had on the list didn't do. Like I did other stuff, and I still worked, guys. Like I was just quarantined, but I still had to work.
Wow, P, dang. What would you have done in 2 weeks, P? That you would have accomplished everything you had on your list?
Don't get me started. I do
okay.
Mash in 2 weeks.
Okay, whatever. Anyways, Gina, what else?
And I'm going to Italy.
Woo! All right, for how long and for what purpose? If you don't mind telling the audience.
None of your business.
No. I knew you was going to say that, you know? I knew you was going to say that.
That would have been the right answer. I would have been like, yep, exactly.
You would have told me. Anyway, go ahead.
I'm going for the remainder of the month.
Launch.
And I'm going to go visit my brother.
Yeah.
Because you spoke about your brother on the show before.
Did.
So I thought it's a good idea, you know?
I've spoken about many of my brothers because I got many of them.
Excuse me.
But I'm going to go visit my brother. He is playing for Brescia, Germany, which is in Italy, in Brescia. And I'm going to go spend some time, catch a couple games. I might actually even just hop over to Bulgaria to see my other brother.
I think you should.
Who's signed for three months out there for ball, too.
Beautiful.
Papa, you're right there anyway.
You're there. You might as well go. Have you ever been there before?
Bulgaria, no.
No? Okay, nice. New experiences. Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, but why would you have went to Bulgaria before? Like, precisely. I don't know. Trish, come on, man. You're just going to ask anything?
It's a Pharaoh show.
Who goes to Bulgaria? Oh, yeah. I just went to Bulgaria.
I mean, who knows? I might go there and it might be lovely to go.
Exactly. But why is that something? Like, that would be dope. She goes to who goes there every day, first of all?
Well, that's my point.
But it's a good thing if she does go because then she could experience
it. Yeah, I'm not going to hold you. It's not like I was like, ooh, Bulgaria.
Exactly. She didn't buy a ticket to go directly there. She's visiting. She's coming back.
It was never in my plans. No, that might literally be a one day.
I hope you go. My thing is, I hope you go.
Can I ask a question?
Of course.
And again, forgive my ignorance. Like, Bulgaria, is it cold?
Yes.
Okay, because it sounds cold. Does it sound cold when you say it? Bulgaria.
I mean, it depends on where you go too. But like Italy, like there, it's not necessarily warm. I'm still going to be in northern Italy. Like, it's still going to be 11 degrees when I'm going. This is not like beach country.
Kind of like our weather out there. Correct?
Yeah, but slightly better.
Okay. A little bit better. Yeah, like, all right, cool. I got you.
We have a lot more humidity and it's cold and windy. Like they're like my dad's like they're wearing winter jackets right now because they're doing team too much. But that's like in Atlanta.
Team too much. Yeah, but that's like New York too. That's
yeah, exactly.
Too, because it's not cold in New York when we're on wintertime. Like, no, it's not. It's
that's
not
like in Atlanta when my cousin was just like, oh, yeah, I'm wearing my fur jacket. For what?
Why? What is the reason for the fur?
It's never a weather in Atlanta.
What are you doing? No, I know. I've been for New Year's, so I don't understand.
Exactly.
I've been there for New Year's.
So I'm like, y'all tripping. But this,
big time.
So I'm not in South Italy for that. Oh, and I might just pop into Switzerland, too, because I have a friend out there, and so I might just go to the Swiss Alps. You know, we're just going to do
it. You should. I am rooting. I'm hoping you do. That's awesome. I'm hoping you do, girl.
Take pictures, do that whole night.
Definitely take pictures because we've
I'm
gonna
live it in the moment though.
Take pictures of your vacays and stuff.
I'm terrible at taking pictures of that. I'm very much of like, I'm gonna live it. My pictures are mental.
Yeah, I hear you.
Remember this.
I understand that. Like, I get that.
I'm not worried. My social media sucks. It's boring. It is what it is, guys. There is no pictures. I take pictures of my nieces and nephews.
Okay,
those are the
totally
things
understand.
That, you know, yep. I take.
So then you can show it to them later on. Like, guys, this is you. Auntie G has everything.
Cause it was my my niece's birthday, my niece's birthday in October too. So I did that. I've been doing a lot back and forth. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. You should buy a private plane.
You gonna fuel it for me? Cause gas is high.
A plane in itself is expensive.
by this point, the gas is higher than damn.
I'm saying.
I dream big. And I think if you have a private plane, you shouldn't be thinking about the gas. You're right. You should just be private planing it.
Yeah.
PJ style. But anyways, it's, you know, I just feel the amount of back and forth you do, it's like, yeah.
No, you ain't lying. Because I drove sometimes and I took flights because I'm tired, guys. Mm-hmm. I told them I was there, what is October 23rd. I was like, guys, this is my last time in Toronto for the rest of the year. They're like, the year's almost done. I'm like, yeah, and beginning of 2022.
You're done. Like, she's done. Like that little Jamaican girl. I'm done. Okay, anything else?
Oh my God, I think I said so much.
No, that's fine. It's a nice update. No, it's totally cool.
First of all, what do you mean I know?
No, I was.
Because we know where you're going. Because I'm going to have to play music in between of what you're going to say.
I don't have a lot of
I may need to play it because I have a tune lineup already for you. Because I know I'm going to have to put a little in between. I just jumped at that. Put a little in between of what you have to say. You know what
I thought I had a lot to say.
Gina, but just respectfully, are you done? Or because we know what's coming.
Oh my goodness.
No, it's a wrap for me.
It's a wrap.
That's me. That is me.
Pharaoh. Hi, how are you?
Hey. Trish.
All the listeners.
I want to start by saying I love everybody. Mm-hmm. All right. I just feel like lately I've been this bundle of joy. Like I've been really putting like this, these intentions out that I just want to be filled with love. You know, I just want to feel the love, and it's been working out. Actually, I'm positive.
I'm telling you.
I'm positive most of the time. Nothing really takes me off my E. I've been seeing a lot of positive evolution around me, in me. Physically, I'm in the best shape of my life.
Nice.
Drop down and give push-ups right now.
Yo, I'll do like 50 right now.
No,
like,
oh, yeah?
We're going to do it on the break, and we're going to come back and talk about it.
Because the last time we talked about push-ups, you said it was a struggle. But
you said your shoulders was hurting and all kind of thing and all these things.
I'm just saying, I just want to say that.
It's a Thursday morning, and you want to be busting out.
Guys, you have no idea. I'm sitting in the best shape.
I just
want
to let the listeners know, we don't have insurance for where we are at right now. So if you bust your shoulder, that's it. I'm not wishing it on you. I'm just saying we don't have an insurance.
Don't worry about it.
We have house insurance, not people insurance, where we are right now. Thank you. Morning live. Okay. Right. So talk to us. How you been? What's going on? What's
so new? Basically, I guess so. Bounce off what Gina was saying in terms of the retrograde. I'm sure I went through it. Like, as you guys know, it's like I had made a decision based off of an accumulation of things. One, the way I was feeling, the evolution within the community, just the climate of the times. And it was really, I said, we had a show, Trish and I, we discussed it, and I was taking a pause from the radio show. It was a leave. Like, it was like, you know what, Trish, you can handle the show. I'm going to stop for now. I know it wasn't for now. I actually had full intentions of just stopping all kind of public appearances, radio, etc. I have to give a big shout out to the board of the OFC because they did. They were in complete support of me taking some time for myself because I am super stretched as an individual and a community builder. But at the same time, I do have a responsibility, and I'm grateful that they reminded me of that. And the responsibility is to you all, as the listeners of the show, as the members of the community. I'm in this for you guys, right? So when I had decided I was going to take a pause and just stop, it was really like something I needed to do. And I guess, like Gina was saying, maybe it was just because mentally I just needed to take that break. Maybe it was the retrograde, whatever it was. I'm really, really grateful that I did. Because I was...
And it's okay. It's okay to do that, right?
Facts.
It's okay to... Like, I don't know why... Like, I'm impeding in your time. But, you know, there's a lot of these messages on, like, women who brag about being so busy at work and not having time for all that. And, like, we're just like, let's normalize needing a break.
Yeah.
And it being okay.
Yeah. I'm with that. About that life. Yeah. So, yeah. So, you know, and again, for those who know me, know I'm unapologetically me. So in a sense that I'm not human. I'm not like everybody else, okay? I'm very conscious of the fact that I'm a non-physical being having an awesome physical experience. And with that, there's times where my spirit guides me to do certain things. And like from even when, you guys know, when I went from being Hamid to being Pharaoh, and I was very adamant, I still am. About people call me Frau because it's like it was an evolution and it was something that was dropped in my spirit, and that's that was me. When it was time for me to anytime it's time for me to level up, so to speak, I do it unapologetically. My spirit knows I'm gonna do that. So even now with what we're doing, with me coming back on air, it's not necessarily the same as things were before. Even when I do within what I do within community, I'm not as accessible as I was. I'm super grateful for that. I'm super grateful for the spirit putting me on pause and saying, no, you're gonna function this way, you're gonna stop doing X, and you're gonna only continue to do Y. And I have no problem with it at all. So basically, so throughout that time, I had a lot of time to just kind of build spiritually, build with my loved ones, build with those who vibrate on a certain frequency as I. And I really came to really appreciate life and everything that life has to offer. I used to be somewhat, I guess, down when hearing certain things, like certain things that members of the community were going through, certain negative things. It used to actually have an impact on me, and that's what I had to distance myself from because I was becoming a little too emotionally attached to the community as a whole. So, you know, basically just taking a pause for self and just reassessing what life is really about, and just, you know, just I guess, like Gina said, taking time for myself too, taking time for me, and just, you know, I'm just appreciating everything that life has to offer.
That's good.
Yeah. So with that, basically, you know, so I'm just having a good time. I'm trying to think if there's any recent highlights. Nothing really exciting in my life. Shout out to YouTube, teaching me how to cut down trees.
Sorry, nothing. Okay, yeah.
And shout out to the mandem that's been coming up to the college and assisting the eye.
Nice, yeah. Nice.
So now let me tell you guys a joke. So what I didn't take in when watching the YouTubes, I might have to watch a little more, because you have to take into account that although you cut the trunk at an angle, well there's a whole technique, right? So you have to cut out a chunk of the trunk, and these trees are super strong, super big, so even if you cut out a big chunk of the trunk, it's not going to fall. Right, it's going to sustain itself. For you to actually get the tree down, after you cut out that chunk, you actually have to cut around the back of the tree as well. Okay, so peep game. I do what I normally do. I've cut down many trees at this point, right? I'm a lumberjack, right? You guys need a tree cut, call me.
Uh-oh, P the lumberjack. Watch out now.
Yeah, I'm kidding. Don't call me. I'm not going to come and cut your tree.
Wow, lovely. So, don't advertise that.
No, I know, exactly. Jeez, waste. Because people might be like, oh, bad, I have this bush by me. Don't. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
There's a tree right there, you know, I want cut down, P. Yeah. I don't like it because I can't see. Okay. Can you do something for me?
No. No? Yeah, I can tell you, call your landlord.
You're such a rude person. Rude.
So, look, can I finish? Okay, so... all right, so peep game. So now I do what I normally do, cut out that chunk. Now I'm looking at it, and as I look up and I cut out the chunk, I'm looking at the branches, and I'm like, okay, the tree has a lean in the direction that I cut out, so that should be okay. But I'm looking at two big branches that are leaning in the other direction, and I'm like I cut out so much on this side, it shouldn't be an issue. I wish I didn't skip physics and stuff, like, cause shit.
Wow.
Yeah, I really do wish I didn't do that, cause basically, yeah, guys. So when I cut out the back of the tree, the weight of those two branches I was leaning, it brought the tree in the opposite direction I've cut. Now it wouldn't be a big deal if the opposite direction wasn't my house, wasn't where I live. So peep, the moment there comes a moment where everything goes still. And
Trish is not laughing. I'm not laughing.
No, because
yes, I am.
Yeah, because it's the tree is falling in the wrong direction, and there's no stopping it. It's not like you're like, let me run and hold the tree. It's a tree, guys. Yeah, you know, if you've ever had to move logs, sometimes just one cut log is heavy in your arms. Mm-hmm. So picture a whole tree. You're not stopping it from coming down. So I had to just. Like, in that moment, I saw everything. I saw the window that was about to smash. I saw the stuff behind the window getting smashed. I was like, whatever. I'm going to call the insurance. I'm sure this is fine. Like, I had to rationalize everything. But it was there was a stillness that came over me. But then, guys, Jesus take the wheel. I tell you,
Jesus took the wheel.
Jesus, the ancestors, took the wheel. Like Shana Ra, every non-physical entity that I hang out with was like, yo, we gotta give this brother a solid because he's a good guy and we can't let his house go to smashies. So
smashies.
Not smashies.
Not the smashies.
Guys, when I tell you basically it hit and literally I wish I took pictures. Literally the tip of the tree, like the furthest branch, like grazed my house. Everything else, like, wow. I was trapped in my drive, like my car, I couldn't get out of the driveway, like, and it was funny because I had one of my dog's leash on the railing, and the tree actually picked it up, like, so like one of the branches was holding, that's just to tell you that one of the branches was holding the leash, and I'm like, look at that. And I walked up, I was able to look at the branches, great. So nothing happened to my tree. The only thing, it pulled the power cord. Now, I'm going to end with this testimony here. Let me tell you how God the Creator is so good. So now, peep game. So it pulls on my hydro wire, doesn't cut the power though. I still have power because, again, they look out for me. These beings in the astrals, guys, I'm telling you, if you didn't believe before, believe what I'm telling you right now, and it's time for you to just give your life up to the astrals. So, so now, I call hydro today. And they're like, okay, next 48 hours, we're going to send a truck to come pull up the wire. Now, the wire didn't cut, but the wire didn't break. But it was now hanging mad low, like low enough that I could actually touch it. And I think that's not safe. So hydro comes today, right? I called today and they're like 48 hours. They show up today.
That's pretty blessed.
They showed up yesterday.
Yesterday. Oh, right.
You mean, because today it's still early.
True. Oh, right. Good point.
Just woke up.
No, thanks, Trish. Oh, okay, good. You guys get what I'm saying. So basically, now they show up, and not just do they show up on the day, the second guy gets out of his car and starts chopping up the tree.
Because that is man's specialty, how you mean? Yeah. Of course he's going to come out and start cutting it. Yeah. What do you think he was going to do, stand there and smile?
Well, he didn't have to. He didn't have to cut up the tree. They didn't come to cut tree. They came to put up the wire.
But they seen the problem. So how else were they going to work?
Well, I'm glad you have that much optimism in humanity.
I do.
And I do as well. So basically, because my intention was to be able to pre-record the show on time, I'm not sure how I was physically going to be able to do it myself on time with everything I had to do and chop up that tree. The universe sent these beautiful beings that I'm sending love, light, positivity, wealth, happiness, great health to them and their whole families just for coming and cutting up this tree.
That's what's up. I like that.
So it was a real feel good moment. Everything was really awesome. And I'm really excited. Like I'm happy to be here. I feel it's a new day. Like Gina said, it's November. It's new day, new me. And I'm just here to just continue to, you know, just be a blessing, be a light to people, and you know.
All right.
That's life.
That's good. So you feel good. You're back. Everything's good. Everything's great. Woo-hoo! Thank you for explaining. My turn. Oh, God. There's a few things that's been going on in my little life. Okay, so I'm going to tell you guys the first thing that's awesome and great. I'm coming out with my next wine, which is a pink Moscato.
Okay.
It is called In the Pink.
Ooh, turn up.
So I've been like dealing with that. And you know what, guys? It's not easy to like, I know that's why I always do things on my own, but it's not easy to get into things like the SAQ and like little minor stores. And so it's not easy. I've been dealing with that for months. But right. I'm like, you know what? I might just go back to my old ways.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a little bit too hard, in a sense. Not too hard, but too much unnecessarily.
Would you like a trick?
I would love a trick there. Please. I always want a trick.
Bring it to the US first and then come here, right there. The US is a lot easier to get into the liquor stores and then bring it here.
Really?
Yeah, I could hook you up with LS Cream.
Okay, so when we are on break, we will definitely talk about that.
That's how we do.
But that's going to be my holiday special. We're coming out with that. And then I'm going to do some wine lollipops as well, because I specialize in those as well. So those have been good. But I never knew, was that like, I'm just like, wow. It's crazy how tough it is. You know what I mean? I'm not sure if it's the color of my skin. I'm not sure if it's because I'm an Anglophone. I'm not sure.
But it's not the color of the skin. Like the SAQ.
It's rough.
It's not even.
It's been a rough, grueling game for me.
They're their own little mob.
Ooh.
So it is the color of your skin. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, don't say that.
It's not that.
Don't say that. I don't know. But
stop.
Something seems so much
better. No.
No, it's not if you're Jean Guy, because I've known some non-melanated people who've been trying to go, and I, even when I've gone to like certain like wine situations, and they told me, coming from like Portugal or whatever. Like,
right.
But they're English.
Yeah, they're white.
Are they English?
Oh, this guy.
Stop it. It's a mob. Stop it.
All I'm saying is, on my account, it's been really rough for the last couple of months. But you know me, I'm always going to hit where I need to. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
I'm always going to create my own lane. And I think it's important that we create our own lanes if we don't get into one lane.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Exactly. I've been doing that. Trust in God. Another thing that I've been doing lately is manifesting.
Mm-hmm.
Big time. So like writing things down, I've been doing that for a long time. And I got to a point though, I don't know if you guys ever got to this point where you're like, okay, universe, what's up? None of my manifestations are coming through. Like, what's going on?
No, it doesn't happen to me.
No? What it is? I have a problem with patience. I will be transparent with you.
The universe doesn't work on your time.
Exactly. So this is it. So this is what I read the other day. You know, Instagram, you know, you thank God, you wake up. Okay, God, thanks for the day. I woke up and the first meme that I seen was, the universe is not in a rush, you are.
Ooh, talk about
and
it.
And I was like, Trish, you in a rush. Slow down. Like Bobby V and them, you know, slow down, right? So anyway, so I slowed down and I realized after slowing down, certain doors start opening and things like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in a good space. I can't, like you, I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good. It feels nice. You know, I have nothing to complain about. You know, God is good. The universe is good. All is well with me. I've been doing the Empower Hour, sometimes snippets of you, sometimes without. It's been cool though. You know, I'm holding it down for us. You know, thank you very much. Mm-hmm, I miss this. This is cool. I'm happy that we're back together. All is well.
Me too.
And we are just like, you know, going for it. So it's good. I've been good. I can't complain. God is good. Family's good. I'm good health wise. All that.
Can I share a tip for those who are listening and they want to know how to manifest?
Of course, please. I'm going to play a song to break us up, and then we're going to go into our topic of the day.
Okay.
Okay. Go share your tip, and then we're going to do the topic of the day.
Awesome. So I feel like I have a video I'm going to put out about this, actually. So anyways, very quickly, when you want to manifest anything, right? So first, you have to understand that the visualization is super important. Mm-hmm. So it's important to be clear on what you want to manifest.
Okay.
Okay? So let's just manifest $100 just for a sake of having it. Okay.
Right. Okay.
You don't even need to have a reason why you want the $100. The universe doesn't care. You just want $100 and the universe wants to manifest that for you. Second, you have to understand how things come to you. It's actually not your doing. So what we have a tendency of doing is saying, okay, I want to manifest $100. And then our own minds, which is our ego, starts to tell us how we're going to do it. Like, okay, you know, I'm gonna work these extra hours. I'm going to sell this. I'm going to sell that. Mm-hmm. That's you now just impeding on the spirit's manifestation. Mm-hmm. All right. Because the spirit actually wants to do the heavy lifting, wants to bring it to you in the easiest and most efficient way. But we have a tendency of falling back and kind of interrupting the spirit by throwing in our own two cents of what we think is going to happen. Mm-hmm. Now, because the universe and your spirit is infinite, it can make that $100 manifest in any way. But because your mind is limited, you can only fathom a couple of ways. And that when you do that, you actually limit the spirit. So you have to practice putting out the intention, forgetting. Don't try to think about how it's going to come. That's not your doing. It's actually your inner being's doing. And now that's the third part. You have to understand the what that is manifesting. You on a non-physical part is the person that is the being, I should say, that is doing the heavy lifting, that is doing the drawing into your experience. You in the physical, in this third dimension, you're just here to reap the benefits, just to enjoy what you put out, right? So a trick that I like to do is when I put out an intention, I distract myself. So I'll take a nap, I'll watch something funny,
right.
I will, whatever. The point is to get your mind off of the thing that you're thinking about.
Okay.
Now, last but very far from least, your vibration is super duper important. Vibration meaning how you're feeling.
Okay.
Because now if you're putting out an intention, I want $100, but then suddenly you have anxiety, you're actually upset about stuff, you're kind of down, you're a little depressed, it's not going to work because you're not vibrating as if your $100 is coming.
Totally
for sure,
get it.
Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. So that's why it's really, really important to be paying attention to how you feel. Let nothing take you off that vibration. Anytime you're working on manifesting something, your main job is to feel good.
Okay.
Do whatever you have to feel good. I mean, at any cost.
Right.
Like, because nothing else matters.
I'm just going to add something to that. Something that I learned during my manifestation period and, you know, my journaling period. I journal a lot. I have a big diary. It's very thick. But the thing is, one of the things that I learned is we tend to think that to get what we want, we have to struggle to get it.
Nope. Not at all.
That's what a lot of people think,
but
though. You know what I'm saying? Because we're like conditioned to work hard, play hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, things like that. Everything's hard, hard, hard. Yep. Everything's not easy. You know, to get here is not easy and stuff like that. So that's that's why I was struggling with that, because I'm like, geez, like, you know what I'm saying? Is it supposed to be this hard? But then I also realized too, another thing, this is actually from the Bible, or what I was reading. Is it the Bible? I don't know. I read that you have to actually think that you already have it.
Oh yeah.
Right? It wasn't the Bible, but I read it somewhere that you have to actually act like you already have this thing, and then it will actually come. It's like thanking God and the universe in advance for what's not in front of you yet, but for what's coming to you.
Yeah, because thing, right? If you understand things on a, and not to go too deep with you guys, but that's what we're here for, guys. This is your Power Hour.
Right.
So, but the point is that you have to understand things on another dimension. Like, we're functioning on many level, different levels, right?
Right, right.
So in you, in your fifth or sixth dimension, you've already manifested the $100.
Okay.
Using that example.
Right, right.
So from when you speak it, your spirit has already manifested it. Now, you in the third dimension, you have the joy and the gift of time. Now, we've been conditioned to think time is a setback.
Right.
But now, if you understand yourself in the non-physical, as you think it, you manifest it. It's there.
True.
Now, you in the physical, you get to enjoy the process to getting to the manifestation.
Right.
So you cannot second guess if you already have it.
Exactly.
Because that's weird. Because your spirit's
true.
Like, of course you already have it. I have it.
Yeah, you're already there. We're now on our way. What are we doing?
Exactly. Just enjoy the journey until you get to that manifestation.
That's true. That's true.
And if you want more questions about that, you know, feel free to shoot out, to reach out to your boy.
Definitely.
It's my pleasure to help you guys.
Definitely. So we're going to break it up a little bit, folks, with a little Try Jesus by Toby Nwigwe, our favorite. And then we're going to come back and have our topic of the day. Stay tuned.
Try Jesus, not me, cause I throw hands. Try Jesus, please don't try me, because I'm fine. I know what he said about getting slapped, but if you touch me or mine, we gonna have to scrap. So, try Jesus, please don't try me, because I'm fine. I have no problem laying these hands. Try Jesus, don't try me, cause I throw hands. Try Jesus, please don't try me, because I'm fine. Turn the other cheek. Oh, but this one part of the Bible that just don't sit right with me. So try Jesus, please don't try me, cause I fight. I have no problem laying these hands.
All right, guys. So try Jesus, not Toby or any of us on this team. All right. So we are back this morning. We decided to do something a little bit different when it comes to the top of the hour, the headlines. We're going to change it up this week, and we're going to actually have a actual topic this morning that we're all going to give our opinions on. And it was a good idea from Farrell to talk about submissive women. Correct, P?
Submissiveness, yeah.
No.
Yes. Submissiveness, period. In this case, like when it came up, it was submissive. Like it was about women being submissive.
That's what you said.
Yeah. And I'll give you guys some context. I had gotten a video. My wife, she shares all these cool little clips that she comes across on Instagram. So one of them was a conversation between a brother and a sister about women being submissive to their men. And I don't know, like when I watching it, I could understand where the woman was coming from, because her point was just like, you know, there's no problem with women being submissive to men if the men are coming correct, so to speak, and you know they have a plan and whatever the case, that it's okay, it's easy to follow a man in that kind of a scenario, you know. But if a man doesn't have a plan or whatever be the case, then it's not conducive to be submissive to him. And I guess I'll put out my opinion, and then and everybody, like, you guys could chime in too. But I just feel that anytime we're in the mindset of being submissive to anybody, we're taking away our own inner godism, if I could say it like that. Because, and maybe, and again, like I'm really looking forward to everybody's opinion on it, but I just feel that in no circumstance should we be submissive to anybody. Like, regardless of if you're in a relationship, you have your significant other, husband, wife, whatever be the structure of your relationship. I just feel that when we're mentally telling ourselves that we're going to be submissive to another, we're kind of giving up our, like, our inner God, our inner ability to create, our inner power. And I don't think that should ever be anybody's position, just because then, like, so if it goes wrong, or if, you know, if you're submissive to a person and then that person ends up completely dropping the ball or whatever be the case, then you're quick to blame them or to be like, you know, well, you did this and whatever be the case. And you don't acknowledge or respect your inner you, your inner God, your inner, like, you know, it's like you took your own power away and then you wanted to blame other people that, you know, didn't come correct with it. So it's just like, I just feel like in this, I don't know, in the times that we're in right now, in the level of consciousness that we have, in the way the planet is vibrating, I think that we should all just be acknowledging our inner God more and understanding that we're co-creators. We're here to work together, we're here to build, but understand that you're a goddess in your world, I'm a god in my world, and we're here to build together. And you know, that's kind of my two cents on it.
Can I ask how you define submissiveness or being submissive?
Good question. Well, I get, when I think being submissive, I'm thinking of following the direction and the lead, like basically saying I almost want to say relinquish. Yeah, exactly. I'm going to relinquish my power, my authority, my right to you. And you know, when I think submissive, the way I picture in my head is a head bowed. Like, right. You know, and I'm like, and my head is bowed because I'm following your lead. Like, I don't even have to see ahead of me. I am submissive to you. Like, you take the lead and I'm going to follow you. That's what I think. And again, maybe I'm wrong with that.
Okay, no, there was no wrong answer from that perspective. Because to me, this is talking about gender roles, right? And submissive is a very... For me, it's a condescending term, if you will. Because,
okay.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's a matter of... You should be the master of your universe. Because you are the master of your universe. However, and comma, I do want to say that... for those who want the role of the housewife, right? Let's say, for example, because a lot of times people say a housewife is being submissive and it's not. That is a hard ass job to do.
Mm.
You know, if you look at, and it's an underpaid job. And most people will be like, well, you're taking care of your kids. Yeah, but you know what? If your wife wasn't at home taking care of your kids, you'd have to pay for somebody to cook the food, someone to clean the house, and someone to wash the kids. And all that has a cost that you're getting to pocket.
Right.
But being a housewife does not make a submissive person, right? So I said, when we're talking gender roles, there's a lot within that.
But does it have to be a gender role per se? Like, can a husband be submissive to their wife? Like, just because their husband, the woman is the one that's the authority in the house, so to speak.
And,
you know, like it doesn't necessarily have to be a gender aspect. It could just be like, you know, a husband being submissive to his wife and saying, okay, baby, like you lead.
Whatever you say.
You know,
You're absolutely right. I think I just took the generic aspect of it, that generally speaking, because you culturally speaking, actually, there are a lot of cultures where the woman is supposed to be submissive. The woman is supposed, the man is supposed to be the head of the household, and what he says goes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't do that.
You don't do that,
because where I'm from, being right here in the essence of me is, I bring home my own veggie bacon. Yeah, because I'm vegetarian. I mean,
cute.
You
know?
Like, I do that myself, and like, not to toot my own horn, but I'm gonna call a spade a spade. I make more funds than most men that I know.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, if you want to come and pull rank on me for that, like, if you ever want to come to me on some what do you bring to the table, I'm gonna let you know. Not only am I the table, I'm the whole house it's in, and I'm the foundation that it was built upon.
Okay.
So
I like it.
So I don't really subscribe to traditional gender roles. However, I'm going to say this though. I don't want to take out the garbage. I don't want to cut the grass.
Okay.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So like there's certain things where I'm just like,
you don't want
to, you know, I'll leave that to the man. Mm-hmm. But I'll end with saying this. I was having a conversation because I'm very big on I am woman, hear me roar, whatever you can do, I could do better. Like I don't believe in or I didn't believe necessarily that there are things that women can do and there's things that men can do. I grew up in a household of women, so and we have pretty much a matriarchy, so we did what we needed to do. We put the ceiling fans up. We did all that we needed. Hello. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Check that mic. No, it's not here again.
That mic is something else.
And and to that point, I was having a conversation with my uncle, and he used to bodyguard. Right. And he said that if he needed to take a bullet, hands down, he would take a bullet for a woman over a man. And I said, well, isn't a human just a human? He's just like, no, because at the end of the day, one thing stands true is that you can't deny that physically, generally speaking, men are built bigger than women. It is what it is. And two, he also said, women are the only one who can give birth. Mm. Women are the only one who can populate this planet.
That's right.
You know,
to procreate.
Exactly. So you do have to protect that. And I was like, okay, that's an angle I didn't think about. So that was my long-winded
answer to the question.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have a couple different views on this. And when you said that, you know, you come from a family that's like mostly matriarchal, I understand that because I come from a family that for a very long time on my mother's side, for 33 years, a man was not born into our family.
Wow.
So we had one man who had been born into our family. He passed away. And right before he passed away, one boy came. Mm. But all of the rest of the children that came were girls. So we were a family and are a family of women that we have to fight. Okay. Mm. So this is first things first. Being black in America, in Canada, you're going to have to fight for everything that you want, especially when there is no men around. And when there's no man around protecting the household, the women in the house are going to have to fight.
Right.
And I think that we always just craved for a man who would come and be that figure.
Mm. Mm.
I think we had gotten so tired of doing it for so long. I think wanting to feel like a woman was one of the biggest desires. And could you imagine being a woman and just wanting to feel feminine, and you feel like you never get a chance to because you're wearing the pants and all the time and never getting a chance to wear the skirt.
Mm.
So
yeah.
It's kind of crazy, but I feel like in my family, there's always been this need to find a man who can be that. And when we have a man, especially like now when we get boyfriends and stuff like that, they tend to be doted upon because now it's like, oh my God, we have a man here. He's deemed as someone who should be here, who has earned the right to be here.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a man to us, and we want him to stay.
Right.
And be what a man is supposed to be the lead, be the role, not the rule maker, but the person who leads. And we want to find a man who makes us feel comfortable enough to submit to him.
That's right.
So this is what we are having the fight within ourselves now coming up, and having these strong female roles. One, having a very hard time finding a dominant man.
Right. Mm-hmm.
A That's man true. More dominant than ourselves.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because we are so dominant. We are so used to doing everything that it looks strange to feel like, oh, I'm going to, you know, back down to this guy. Nah, bump that. I'm not doing that. Mm-hmm. But the truth is that we earn that because we're women. Mm. And we do know that no matter what, I think as women, and I don't care what your orientation is, once a month, down inside of you, there's a feeling and an urge and a need to be penetrated so that you can produce. Right. It's what a woman's body does. This is why our cycles are the way it is. This is why we are who we are. So I think naturally, I think the remedy more than anything is finding someone that makes you feel comfortable enough to submit to.
Right, exactly.
So when you are submitting to someone who knows how to lead properly, it doesn't look the same. It doesn't look like submission.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't look like you are conceding. It actually looks the complete opposite. Because when, first things first, what I know about one being dominant and one being submissive, in order to be the complete dominant, you have to first know how to be submissive. Correct. Because you won't even know what you're looking at when the person is submitting to you, and how to use that and how to mold that. Mm-hmm. So if one has those qualities that they first know how to submit, and then they are dominant enough to lead one in the proper direction, what it's supposed to look like if we're using the traditional roles, man and woman,
right?
It would be the man lifting the woman up into where the position that she's supposed to be in, not actually pushing her down to demean her, to force her into doing household work. Mm-hmm. The truth is that when you get in that position, you're supposed to lift her up to where she ends up not being able to have time to do housework, where you might have to hire someone to do it. So submission is not supposed to look like what we think submission is. Okay. They have put a poor term on what submission really means. Mm-hmm. So I think
call it balance?
I think that it should be called more balance. Like balance.
Yeah, because we should be balancing each other in a couple.
So I have a question. So you guys said a lot. I think I walked away for a little bit, but I think that you guys said a lot the word lead, right? So what's a perfect example in your eyes of somebody leading someone? I know you said this man or this woman is supposed to lift their partner up, right? But what, you can't submit to someone who can't lead you. But in you guys' eyes, what's the perfect or best way for someone to lead you in order for you to have that, I guess, balance? We won't call it submission because the word is not so great. So if you guys want to elaborate on that a bit, because I would like to hear your perspectives. You guys took all the words out of my mouth. So I'm just like, let me just ask this question.
Definitely. And actually, so if people are now
tuning into the Power Hour, we are talking about the word submission and submission in relationships and submission in general between male and females. And we're going from there. And Queen Kaya just walked in the building. So she's also going to tell us about her week, but we're going to elaborate on the question that I just asked.
Yes. It's a very good question. And I think any good leader, if we're saying it like that, has to lead by example. I don't think there should be anything that a man is going to ask a woman to do, for example, that they're not willing to do themselves or prepared to do themselves. Okay. Outside of what is just naturally, obviously, not possible.
Right.
But I mean, like, there should not be, like what Gina was saying, I don't believe in any kind of gender roles. It shouldn't be like, babe, like, I need you to wash the dishes. I don't wash dishes. I think that's whack. Like, I think if you're going to be a good leader, like you should... I guess I'm speaking from my own life experience. Mm-hmm. Like, I really try my best.
So no gender roles, right? Sweet. So I'm seeing this trend with a lot of fathers braiding their daughter's hair and stuff like that. That's okay too. Like, you're down.
If I could, I would braid my daughter's hair. Okay. Yeah.
Asking because some guys are like, I'm not braiding my daughter's hair. That's my wife's role. You know what I'm saying? Some men. I'm not saying all men. I'm realizing that a lot of men are actually taking classes to learn how to do their daughter's hair and stuff like that, which is phenomenal. Mm. But what I'm saying, I'm asking you as a father, is that something to you too, or
like, and that's a very, very good question. Like, I would, like, in our situation now, I don't, and the thing is, I don't make an effort to, because like, my wife does really easily, right, exactly. If she wasn't able to, and like, you know, and if I had to, I wouldn't be like, nah, that's a woman's role,
right. Okay, that's
mind
what I'm asking.
You in my real life, I would probably quicker pay somebody to do it, just because I don't have that kind of time, but I do have the bread, so it's probably easier to do that, right? But at the same time, it's not because I don't want to. It's not like, you know, I feel it's beneath me
to
do it.
You're not screwing up your face. Like, it's just that thing.
I'm like, yo, really, am I going to spend the time trying to, as I'm pulling up the poor girl's hair, trying to figure things out right now?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's.
But you're willing to learn.
I'm definitely willing to learn.
Okay, that's what I'm asking. Okay, cool. So Gina, is the same question.
When your wife and her sisters go on vacation and there's no one else,
money. That's what we have money for.
Well, see, I think that dads have actually come in and shown moms some things, and I've seen some moms get offended by this. Okay, so now we might do, this week is your week to do whatever you're going to do with the kids. So we'll see a lot of dads that just stay home with the kids and let the kids be in their natural environment and do whatever they're doing.
Right.
They use that as a cop out. They go in the room, they get on their phone. When people call, the kids call them, they're like, okay, yeah. Okay. Then you have some guys who pass the buck. You got a sister, you go and drop the kids off at your sister's house.
Yes.
So recently, a friend of mine leaves her husband with her kids. And when she comes back, she said, how was the time with daddy? We're like, what are you talking about? We didn't see dad. Like,
we didn't stay here.
We want the babysitter. She's like, what? So now she's fussing at him. And I'm like, what you fussing at him for? You mad because he learned how to delegate? You mad because he throws some money at it. You should take a hint from that, homegirl. They'd be like, oh, I can't babysit. Get a babysitter, homegirl. Why does it everything have to fall, all the responsibility have to fall on us? And this is people, there's people with jobs for this. If you start doing it all yourself, there's going to be some people out there that don't got jobs. We need these people to have jobs. That's how I feel about littering. Sometimes you got to throw stuff on the floor.
Because
that's their job.
No.
Incorrect.
That is somebody's job.
Kaya, we love you.
This is my planet.
When my friends got out of jail, that was their job. That's how they earned $2 an hour in order to feed themselves when they came out of prison because they couldn't get jobs because nobody would hire them. The government gives you a job to clean the streets downtown on St. Catherine Street. That's what you do.
Shout out to Grizz. Grizz has the same mentality. No. Grizz be throwing shit on the ground top while he's employing
people. I'm not with it either.
No. This is my planet, and I feel personally offended with that.
Let us not be the people to throw this stuff on
the floor. The street sweeper guys are not about to have a job, but we're just I'm just saying, delegate tasks when it comes to the gender roles. Mm-hmm. And I think that sometimes women take on so much themselves. I have to do all of this stuff by myself, and I do it all by myself. Well, shame on you, hungry. He give you allowance every week. You take $60, $80 of that little money, but you know you want to take the money and stash it just in case he ever gets funky. So now you got a stash just in case. That's what you're saving it for, hungry. You better get you a babysitter and go get your hair done.
No, but you know, just brought up a good point, because that is a conversation we've had in our household. Because like for me, an ideal world, right? Like Trisha saying, I journal a lot. I visualize a lot.
I do. Yeah.
In my ideal world, my queen is waking up next to me. We're smelling breakfast being made. And it's like,
yeah, I like that.
We have a housekeeper. We go down. But she's like, I don't want somebody cooking. I'm like, what do you mean I want somebody cooking?
But
I'm
someone
like,
someone you trust could cook.
Yo,
somebody. Well, then hold this bag then, homegirl. Then you better hold this bag then.
Yeah.
I'm just somebody you trust could cook.
I'm just saying. I'm not saying the ideal world she's cooking. I'm saying an ideal world we're both relaxing and food's being cooked.
They just don't be wanting no women, other women in the house.
But it could be a dude.
Get up and cook for my man. So what? Arnold Schwarzenegger gave that old lady a baby. Let me tell you, that's why don't be wanting nobody to come in and cook for their family.
There are plenty male chefs and there are plenty mannies out there.
Exactly. Male chef. Come on, guys. Let's expand our
Arnold. And I would not.
It is 2021.
With his old provocative self. You get out of here.
He could be all buff and that shit.
Yo, Mark, you guys could quote me. I'm saying that if it was a man housekeeper, I wouldn't even mind. Yo, I
know you wouldn't.
I don't mind. I'm very comfortable. I'm very secure in myself.
Until he goes.